give God your heart and get what the Lord has for you tonight. God bless you, brother.
All right, brother. Good preach. All right, John chapter 9, your Bible, John chapter 9. Thank you for letting me come, brother, and be part of the meeting. John chapter number 9, we'll start reading at verse 1. If you will stand for the reading of the Word of God, we'll stand and read the Word of God, starting at chapter 9, St. John, verse 1. The Bible said, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing." You can be seated tonight. I want to preach tonight. I've got to help me on "Are you blind?"
Amen.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Right.
And this man here is physically blind. He's been blind from his birth, according to the scripture.
Right.
And Jesus passed by. And I want to say this, Jesus just don't pass by. He passes by.
Amen.
I think a lot of people think things just happen because the Lord just done it, but he does do it. And he passes by when he decides to pass by. It's his work. And he does it when he wants to do it. And here, when he gets here, there's a man, the Bible said, was blind from his birth. There's surely a description of the sinner today, and it was me and you that was lost at one time, that we was blind from our birth. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, I had no good in me. I was lost, blind to God. I did not know. I think more about the amazing grace writer that said, once I was lost, and I was blind, but now I see. And surely he's not talking about physical eyesight, but Jesus touched a lot of blind men. I said this last night, we only have what's given to us. That's not all he did. If the books couldn't contain what Jesus did, but we have what's been recorded and what we know. He touched blind Bartimaeus by the faith. Thank God that the Lord gave him and opened his eyes. Thank God he spit in one man's eyes and he came to see. And then thank God he laid hands on a man's eyes. And so there's all kind of, thank God, scriptures on it. This man was blind from birth. I don't find this man asking Jesus, thank God, open his eyes. I find and the Lord coming for that purpose. It's amazing what verse 3 says. Thank God he said that he asked him, who sinned? The Jews thought that because of some sin, maybe from their parents, or some sin this man had done, that he was born blind. That's like them people that say, well, you know, the Lord's judging them people down there for that storm. I said, God help, if he judges, he had done blow us all off the map. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God this man was blind. It wasn't, Jesus said it wasn't because his parents sinned nor him, but it was because the works of God should be made manifest. And if you could get a hold of what he just said, thank God it'd help you tonight to realize, amen, you ask yourself, why has these things happened to me? Why am I going through this? Amen, it might be because he want to manifest himself in helping you tonight, delivering you from what you're going through. A lot of times, thank God, people get in a mess and they'll try to say, well, maybe it was this and maybe it was that. And sometimes that could be true, but it's not necessarily true. I had heart surgery over 3.5 years ago, and I asked myself, is this chastisement? Is this some dealings of God in my life? And no doubt there's something to go go along with that. But it just was something that went through my life that God ordained and wanted me to go through. Thank God that He would make me better. Amen. Get glory for it. I don't have all the answers tonight. I tell you, buddy, you look at that preacher, the older he gets, the less he thinks he knows. Amen. As a young preacher, I thought I knew everything. And tonight I'll declare to you, I don't know nothing except He gave it to me. Amen. I don't know, friend, but I do know it was for the manifestation of the works of God. Are you blind tonight? Ain't got a lot of you blind of their condition. They don't see their condition, of how blind they are, how lost they are. I don't see how a man can stay in the lost condition if he really sees he's lost. I tell you, friend, it's a hard place to be for a man to stand in a lost condition and know he's lost and do nothing about it. I'm telling you, when God said on me and showed me how in a lost I was, and showed me how empty I was, and showed me how depraved I was, thank God I was finding help. Amen. Thank God I wanted to know how to get out of what I was going to. Thank God it took the Holy Ghost to get me in it, and it took Him, thank God, to get me out of it. I'm telling the work of God tonight, and He made manifest His works in me. That's why He done it. Thank God, don't look at what you as a saint. Thank God, don't look at what you're going through. Look at what He's going to do for you. Amen.
Amen.
Right, praise God.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people are blind tonight. You know, there's a verse in the Bible I can't fully explain. He told over there in Peter, he said, a man that's saved could forget that he's purged from his old sin and is blind.
Right.
He cannot see afar off.
That's right.
That's right. A lot of church members are blind.
Yeah.
A lot of people are blind. A lot of people are blind about their children.
Yeah.
Blind about their children. I've recognized that down through the years.
Yes, sir.
They're blind. They don't really see their children's in the wrong.
Yeah.
They don't really see their children's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm saying this tonight because it's coming to my heart, but I'll tell you this. Dear friend, tonight your children need to get born again right with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
As much as anybody.
Yes.
I thought about that woman that... never done nothing wrong. And she, thank God, one night this boy took off in this fast rod car. Thank God, spun out in the parking lot. And she told the preacher, she said, you know that car, that boy's driving. He said, he's acting a fool, driving like that and spinning wheels out of the church parking lot. Thank God, the next night her boy was driving the car. Amen. He had one of them little hot rod deals. Amen. He got the, thank God, revved her up and spun out in the parking lot. Amen. And she, you know what she said, she didn't say he was a fool. She said, that car's got a lot of power. Amen. That's the way people look at it today, friend. Thank God they always are looking at somebody else than themselves. I'm telling you, blind tonight. Thank God. If you think they never would, never would happen to mine. I'm telling you, I used to think like that. Thank God that they got to be teenagers.
Yep.
Thank God that they got old enough they can make decisions.
Yep.
Thank God I was a little blind about it, friend.
Yep.
I tell you, I thought that never would happen to mine. That never would happen to me. But I tell you, I was blind on it. And there's a lot blind tonight. Amen. On their own children. Thank God, when's the last time? Thank God we got a broken heart. Thank God over our children. We've entertained young people so much at the house of God and wonder how can we keep them and how can we do these things? Thank God to get them interested. I tell you, when Moses, thank God, told that crowd to go out there and pick up manna. Thank God they didn't have children's manna. Thank God they had the same manna for them all. And I'm telling you this tonight, they need the same thing. Thank God that the adults have. If they don't get it, they'll not get saved. Amen. They're going to have some from heaven. And if there's no heaven in the church, thank God we'll have to resort to games. And it'll kill the church. Amen. That's right. What's happened in this cemetery? What's happened? Mom and daddy. We don't need children's homes. We need parents' homes.
Yep.
mom and dad.
Yep.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They blind to their own children.
Yes, sir.
Blind to what they think. Amen. They let them do what they want to do. Amen. I think there's an age that children ought to have some liberty. Amen. I mean, if they've earned it, thank God, I don't think you ought to choke your dog. Amen. Thank God, I think there ought to be a rope, but there ought to be some rules. Amen. And there ought to be some room. Amen. That's right. Amen. I think some of us, and I say, I'm just talking about myself. I pushed them out. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Thank God, I was as strict as a drill sergeant. Thank God, my wife and my family was about scared of me when I started out in this thing because I was against everything. Amen. And my daddy, thank God, my mama told me, he said, boy, I'm telling you, you're going too far in this. I said, I'm going to go with God. Amen. Thank God, they got saved after they said that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, I wasn't going pretty heavy. I'm far in it. Amen. I'm letting you go a long ways with that. But I'm Daniel is. Thank God, friend, you got to use some wisdom.
Yes.
Thank God, I'm talking from experience. Thank God. Can't throw the whole book at them. I thought they ought to think like a 40-year-old,
yeah.
And they weren't but 12 years old.
Amen.
I'm dead tonight, friend, when you get to it. Hey, God, we're going to have to deal with it. Hey, we're raising them in this hour. The hardest thing ever done is try to raise children. Hey, God, I got to put it in the hand of God tonight,
yeah.
And let the Holy Ghost work in them. And when God gets in it, it'll work. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes,
amen. Don't keep your foot on their neck all the time.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Blind about our children.
Yeah.
That's right. And this man here, he's sitting down there. Jesus come along and told his men. He said that I'm going to work the works of God. It's basically what he's saying. I'm the light of the world. And then he spit. Jesus spit and made spit on, put it on the man's eyes. And when he put it on the man's eyes, thank God he told him to go wash. You know they thought there was some healing in that spittle. They really did. They thought that's what they do. You remember when you was growing up, you get a bee sting. But they did spit tobacco juice on it. Amen.
Yeah,
that's right. They did. But it's going there. My daddy didn't chew tobacco. He smoked it one time.
Yeah.
But they'd take a little tobacco juice and put it in spit, you know.
Yeah.
On your bee sting, and there's something in that spittle. Remember when Jesus touched that man that couldn't speak and he couldn't hear, and Jesus put his fingers in his
yep.
ears and he spit. Remember that?
Right.
I believe this. I believe Jesus spit on his own fingers and put it on the man's tongue. That's what I believe. I know that's the, thank God don't exactly say that, but I believe he spit. Thank God the Bible said he spit. Something about the spit of Christ.
Right.
Amen. I'd let him spit in my eyes tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God I'd let him spit on my tongue. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God he spit. Thank God in the spittle. And put it on the man's eyes. Hey, you'll have to do what God tells you
right.
if you're going to get right with Him. Amen. He might not tell the next man that. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'm against formality. And we just ain't up. We're blind on it. We think because the church down the road done it, we ought to do it. I'm telling you, blind enough to believe that. Thank God y'all do what the Holy Ghost says.
Amen.
And let God get in your house.
Amen.
And let Him help you tonight.
Amen.
Thank God we got too much imitation tonight. Amen.
Amen.
If I want to be somebody else, God didn't make you somebody else.
That's right.
Well, I thought about that, son. Boy, I thought about that one night.
Yes, sir.
I was looking in the mirror and I thought, boys, I'm kind of getting old, you know. I never have been much in looks. And I thought, but God made me like this. Amen. God put glasses on my head when I was 3 years old. Amen. God made you the way you are. Why would you want to be somebody else? God made this church the way He wants it. He's got a pastor here the way He wants it. God wants to make this church the way He wants it. Amen. He ain't trying to get you to be the next church down the road.
Amen.
At one time they said, do y'all do that down there? I said, no, we don't do it. Amen. I said, y'all want to do it? Go ahead. And God ain't told me to do it. Amen. Well, let's stick with this. Amen. Might as well stick with what works.
Amen.
I didn't love it. It was blind in the church. And they'll say, what you got for the young people? What you got for the children? What you got going on down there? Thank God, friend of God. What else is better than that? Get in where God's at. Thank God, that's what it is. And do what God tells you tonight, amen. Boy, we're in tonight. Thank God we've got blind. And then he put that spin and he told the man it wasn't hard. Well, we've got complicated salvation today. And I want to say this. I believe in repentance.
Yes, sir.
But I don't believe repentance is a man-made work.
Right.
I believe penance is granted. Repentance is granted by God. Amen. When God breaks your heart to willingness.
Amen.
I want to say this about it. Boys, we try to explain. You don't explain salvation.
Right.
Would you tell them how to do it? God help. How are you going to tell a man how to get out of drowning water in this time? Thank God he don't have no help to get out. And he's wanting to get out. How are you going to tell him to get out? Hey, get out!
Yeah.
God help, boys. Yeah. What we've done, we've formalized everything.
Right. Right.
Thank God, friend, I'm against forms, rituals, traditions. I think it's all a bunch of mess. Thank God, why don't we come to church and just get in with God? Thank God, and quit being so blind. Amen, to try to please everybody. We've got to have sisters such. How to sing. Thank God, if we don't get the piano puffs up, God help that crowd. They need to wake up and see what we have with God tonight. Amen. It ain't about me or you, it's about Him. That's right, thank God. You're blind to it. Amen, they're blind to it tonight.
Yes, sir.
You might be blind. You might be lost here tonight. You need God.
Yep.
That's right. You're blind. You can't see it. I couldn't see it.
Yep.
When God got me under conviction, I saw, man, I want to see what this man's a priest to me.
Hey,
AWP said, he said, Jesus told Nicodemus to do something he couldn't do.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen. He said, you must be born again. You can't produce that.
That's right.
You couldn't produce your first. Why would you think you could produce your second?
That's right.
Amen. That's right. You didn't get in, thank God. It's world by the of you. Amen. It was a seed in a womb. Thank God God saw fit in this miracle to bring together, praise God, and conceive and bring a child into the world. And why in the world would you think the second birth? Amen. An act of man. It's an act of God. But it comes through the gospel. Preach to your heart. And the power of God with the Holy Ghost. The God in you. And the power of God hits your heart. And it brings forth a birth in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And you're a new creature.
Yes,
amen. You're a new creature inside.
That's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't manifest on the outside, but
yes,
you know you still got a lot of old Adam on you.
Yeah.
That's right, son. Ain't nobody floating around here with wings in.
That's right.
Amen. Right, you know that's right, Brother Harden. I love you. I appreciate you taking a stand for God, sir. But I'm going to tell you what, the new creature's on the inside.
That's right.
That's where it's at, Brother Shepherd. Yes, when God saved me, He gave me new desires.
That's right.
He gave me desire for God. I didn't care nothing about the Bible. I didn't never read the Bible. Amen. I didn't care about it. Thank God the day God saved me, I got to looking from the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God nobody didn't have to coax me into it or coach me into it. Thank God I want to read it. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. When you get born again, thank God you don't have to coax. Thank God. My friend convinced people about the Word of God or the house of God. Thank God I got in. Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Hey,
you know I even gave before I was told I had the tithe.
Yeah.
Now I wasn't a church boy. I grew up in Methodist church. And Mama, she went half the time. She got saved after I did.
Yeah.
But I went to Lutheran church to play softball.
Yeah.
And joined the team.
Yeah.
And then when I got under conviction hearing that man preach, I got born again.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. He made me a new creature.
That's right.
That's right. He put that in me.
Yeah.
The best life I've ever lived.
Amen.
Ain't nothing better. Praise God. What's better than Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. He's the best. Thank God. Amen. I like what Brother Milby said one time. He said, driving down the road, Brother Milby, and he said, Lord, you're the best.
Yeah.
He said, compared to who?
Yeah.
That's right. There ain't no comparison to Jesus. I mean, praise God. Ain't no comparison to Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, praise God. Blind. Amen. It's amazing to me when he was blind. Thank God he knew what had happened.
Yeah.
He knew. This boy, he had to be over 13 years old. He was of age.
Yeah, right.
That's right. So this boy was blind. He knew what had happened, thank God. And he went, and thank God. Amen. The neighbors looked and seen him seeing it. He got to think this boy's never seen that in all his life. He never saw his daddy, mama. He never seen the sunshine. He never seen anything. And now, thank God, he's seeing. Thank God. And praise God, he had evidence. And his eyes was open. Amen.
Amen.
Right, praise God. You don't have to wait 2 years to find out whether you're saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Buddy, something happened to me, thank God.
Amen.
It changed me immediately.
Yes, sir.
Amen, yeah. Buddy. I tell you, that crowd knew I'd done had something that I hadn't had before.
Right.
Amen. Saved. Thank God you got more than religion. You got born again. Amen.
Amen.
Your eyes were open.
That's right.
That's right. God had opened your eyes. That's right. He had opened your eyes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. I can see now. So if neighbors look out the window, I'm going to tell you, your neighbors will know you saved.
That's right.
And yet you won't have to wear a shirt, "I love Jesus," or "Thank God, honk if you love Him."
Yeah.
Amen. I think I have a card on myself.
Yeah.
Amen. But I guess I can wear a Cardinals t-shirt sometime. Might have something on it like the Atlanta Braves. I ain't told for them. Amen. Well, we might have to get right with God on that one. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you don't have to advertise for Jesus on your shirt and your car.
Right.
I'm not against it. If you don't do it, have at it. Jesus saved is better than anything else, I reckon.
Right.
Amen. But this man, when they visibly saw this boy had changed, he could see now.
Right.
When they looked out the window, thank God, and walked out in their yard, they said, "Is that the boy that was sitting there?" Thank God. He said, "Yeah, it's me." Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Praise God. And they said, "What happened to you?" And he said, "This man called Jesus, he come by, thank God, and spit in the clay and put it on my eyes and told me to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash and come see." And I'm going to tell you, some of y'all need to go down to the pool tonight.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Thank God, you hadn't been seeing too good. And I'm telling you one thing. Amen. Hey, he said, "That's what happened to me."
Hey, that's right.
Well, I get a little leery. These people always want to change what they said that happened back there 30 years ago. You know, this man in heaven, one day he'll give you the same story if he tells it.
That's right.
He won't change it one bit.
That's right. That's
right, praise God. And thank God that the Pharisees got a hold of him. And they said, "That man can't open out of the blood. He's a sinner."
Right.
I'm going to tell you, boy, they hated to acknowledge that he was the Messiah.
That's right.
He was the sent one from God.
That's right.
They hated it, buddy. That's amazing to me, son. Why we want to try to pull Moses from the dead and preach him more than we do Jesus.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Amen. They said, he said, "Will you be his disciples?" They said, "Oh, no, we Moses' disciples."
Yeah.
I thought, "Under God, buddy, you're bringing condemnation on Moses' disciples."
Yeah.
He's a law man, son.
Yeah.
He'll put you in hell. That's right. The law couldn't do nothing but show you where you was at.
That's right.
The law can't deliver you.
Right.
Amen. I'm dead to the law.
Amen.
I'm alive under God.
Amen.
Amen, buddy. Amen. Thank God the Bible said, "For what the law could not do, speak to the flesh, God sent His own Son to light us the sinful flesh ever since. Condemn sin in the flesh."
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. You come this old stuff and say, "Well, if you don't do this, you ain't saved."
Yeah.
Buddy, I tell you, I can make a list of 100 things and everybody would be going to hell.
Yeah.
We pick out about 5 things.
Yep.
We didn't come to church tonight. We ought to go to the house of God.
Sure.
A man ain't saved or lost whether he attends a Sunday night service.
Right.
But we ought to.
Sure.
Amen. I don't lay out of the house of God.
Right.
Amen.
I hadn't since I got saved. I ain't ever had a visitation committee come knock on my door. That's the grace of God.
Right.
I'm not boasting. It could happen by next week if I thought I was standing.
Right.
Take heed lest you fall.
Right.
But them Pharisees, they said, "This man can't open your eyes."
Yeah.
He said, "Yeah, he did."
Yeah.
I like what he said. He said, "I'm going to tell you one thing. The sinner, I don't know.
Right.
But one thing I know. Hey, God was blind. Now I see my eyes have been opened." Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, that's right.
Yes,
yeah, man, buddy. That's right. Then they got before his parents. This is what marvels me in this story. Here's this boy who's been blind, born into that mom and daddy's family.
Yeah.
And they said, "Is that your boy? His eyes is open?" And they said, "He's of age. Ask him."
Right.
Let me just tell you something tonight. I'm going to tell you this. When anything becomes bondage to you, that you scared to death what a man's going to think about what you say.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, what will old Brother Gray say if I say this? I love this man. He's a good, godly man. Hey, I love him. I've known him a long time.
Amen.
But I'm not serving him. I'm
That's
serving
right.
God.
That's right.
Buddy, I'm telling you, they were scared to death to say anything. They'd be excommunicated, kicked out of the synagogue.
Right.
Amen. Because, brethren, thank God they knew that if they confessed Him as the Messiah, they would put them out.
Right.
Amen. And that boy had to answer for himself. His own parents
right.
wouldn't say nothing.
Right.
That's a shame.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shame to not.
That's right.
Then some of the people hang around the world. And then the preacher will come around and they'll say, "Hey, you preacher." And then the next Sunday, they're up here wanting to shout her out.
Yeah.
Boy, I sung that song a while ago. It's pretty tough sometimes. His shame and reproach gladly bear.
Yeah.
I done been down the road. When I got saved, I was persecuted. Heavily persecuted. By friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was crazy. But I'll tell you, a lot of them people got saved.
Amen.
They wouldn't have got saved if I'd have compromised.
Nope.
They wouldn't have got saved. I'm going to tell you what. Listen, friend, if them three Hebrews had not, thank God, been willing to stand, thank God, had thrown in the fire furnace, the king would have never looked in there and saw the fourth man.
That's right.
That's right.
Buddy, you better hear me. You don't win people by compromise.
No, sir.
You win people by love.
Amen.
By the obedience to God.
Yes,
He's the one that's doing the saving anyway.
Amen.
He's been working through you. I tell you, praise God, that old man that preached to me wept tears over me. It moved my heart. This man loves me. He's telling me the truth. Even though it's a killing me and a pricking me and assuring me where I'm at. Thank God I was blind.
Yep.
Amen. A preacher get a little rough sometimes. You just blind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Say, well, I don't think you ought to said that. Well, I guarantee you one thing. I'll just go ahead and say this. There's been a bunch of things I guarantee I shouldn't have said.
Amen.
Buddy, I can go back in my life. It's a learning process, sir. I'm glad, thank God, the Lord's come along in my life and your life and everybody else's life and took His hands and said, He done it with good intentions. I'm going to wipe it out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
God used my intentions that was right in my own heart.
Yep. Yeah.
Might not have been correct in everything.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, a pure heart and a sincere heart of intention, it'll move a people.
Amen.
Amen. They know you care for them.
That's right.
Testifying, them Pharisees, you know what the record is. They threw him out.
That's right.
They said, well, get him out of here. He's confessing Christ. Boy, you know I'm telling you the truth, Brother Harden. There ain't many a place you can hardly go no more. They'd want to throw you out.
Yeah.
They said, we don't like, they told me that when I started. They said, we think you need some better pulpit manners.
Yeah.
I wondered, what's them? Amen. God help, what is pulpit manners? Amen. He said, it's what the man told me. He said, you need to go to college and let them work on you about that. Amen. I called old John Melton. You know John?
Yeah.
I said, John, Brother John, he's helped me a lot.
Amen.
Back in them days, he was my helper. And I said, Brother John, preacher really jumped on me tonight about my manners. Said, you need to go to college. I said, what do you think I ought to do? He said, well, you're saved? I said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said, God call you to preach? I said, yes, sir, God call me to preach. I said, now you got to think, I'm around 28 years old. He said, God call you to preach? I said, yeah. God called me to preach. He said, I'll tell you what I'd do. Preach!
Amen.
That's right. I was about blind to it. I was about blind to it, Brother Danny. I'm going to tell you the truth, Brother Joel, where I'm at now. Been there, be 29 years next month.
Amen.
2 months after that man told me that, God put me where I'm at.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
I could have been blind to that, and I could have went off and let one of them slick talkers teach me in college.
Yep.
You say you preach it against college? Well, I am when it comes down to the Bible.
Right.
I'd rather go to the local church than to the man of God.
Yeah.
Hear me?
Yeah.
You go out for a trade, help yourself.
Yep.
Thank God you got to learn that. I'd want a doctor to doctorate on me if been down to the school.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a preacher preach to me if been down to the woods.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't blind on all that.
Right.
And the blind about the children, blind about their condition, blind about, thank God, my friend, thank God these other things in life you get blind about and you don't see. I'm telling you, you gotta have to open your eyes up.
Amen.
Right. Are you blind? You blind. You've been blinded. Blinded. Had to get blinded. God blinded him for 3 days.
That's right.
Couldn't see, brother.
Yep.
Amen. 3 days he went without seeing, had people leading him around.
Yep.
That's right. Thank God he got his eyes. Scales fell off, it said.
Amen.
Well, how about interpreting that for me, brother?
I wish that could.
Said the scales fell off. You reckon they
The little scales, Brother Harden, just fell off his eyes.
Yep.
That's right. He saw. Amen. That's what it says. I'm glad that for the day God started showing me the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. I started to understand it. Amen. I didn't have nobody to sit down and say, "Now this is what it means." The Holy Ghost told me that.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But he's the only one that interpreted the Bible today, the one that wrote it.
Amen.
Now preachers can preach and men can teach. Thank God. And the Holy Ghost used them to teach and preach to you. But I'm telling you, he's the only one that can bring it to your heart and interpret it to you. Right. Open your blinded eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
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 That's good.
Brother Shank got his wife tonight, and I love him. He's a great member. He was on a blind date. His wife, daddy was a preacher, was a pastor in the town. And he went on a blind date. And what long after that? How long after that, Brother Shank, he got married? About 4 months. He got his eyes open.
Amen.
Amen. He got saved. Him and his wife got saved right after that.
Amen.
That's a blessing, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Blind date.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, we don't need to put God in no corner tonight, do we?
Right.
That's right. He's God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. He's God. Are you Amen. Blind? Are you blind? Are you blind to some things tonight? Mm. You girls, are you blind to that boy? Boys, you're blind to that girl. That'll sweep you off your feet. I know what you say. Bless God, I'm going to have the right one. I mean, I'm going to thank God that she's going to be just like this, and I'm going to be the big king of her, and I'm going to tell you one thing. And all of a sudden, you find you walking behind her.
Yeah.
I tell you, men's got blind today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure have.
There's very few men that'll lead anymore.
Yeah.
Take charge down in the church house.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Are you blind? What you blind to? Do you need to go wash tonight and get that out of your eyes? Come see in these things the Lord taught you.
Amen.
See the power of God in your life. See the Holy Ghost working in you. Oh, yeah, that's what it's going to take.
Amen.
Get your eyes open. Amen.
That's right.
Let's stand tonight.
Amen.
Brother Gray, you come on.